Yo, welcome back to the fucking most dangerous podcast in the world. This is your boy Johnny Sins.
Yo, welcome back, damas y caballeros. It's your boy OVO Alf.
What's happening, shorties? It's your boy Schemer.
Nah, I'm gonna stop this fucking record. It's the early birds. How y'all been? It's been too long.
Oh, we chilling, bro. We're having a fantastic time over here.
Loki is pretty fantastic, too.
Pretty fantastic? Why is that?
Fantastic. The weather's going. I'm awake. I'm not tired anymore.
Man, Loki, though, for October, I know it's like besides today because it's raining, but for October, it's kind of hot.
Oh, it's hella hot.
Loki. Loki.
It should have been. It should have literally been this type of temperature, like beginning of October.
Yeah. September.
Do you guys remember when it would snow by the time it was fucking
Halloween? See, now that was shit, bro. Fuck that shit. Nah. I don't need that shit.
That was wild, bro. Trick or treating. It's all cold.
I don't need that bullshit. But, you know, like a little breeze, a little rain here and there don't hurt no one, bro.
Facts. Y'all like the rain? I like the rain.
I love the rain.
I like the rain. Only thing is, bro, I hate when you go to a store and then you gotta get out and then you get poured on. But other than that, it's cool.
Oh, you don't like getting wet?
Hey, yo.
At least I get wet.
Hey, yo.
Nah.
That was weak.
We ain't like that, player.
Okay, player, I see you.
Okay, player.
How you been, Johnny?
Oh man, I've been hella good, bro. Life is good. Life is treating me well. Can't complain.
Have you gone on any trips recently?
I did. I went to St. George.
I'm going to St. Jeezy.
Yeah, I went to St. George. The weather was actually not too hot, so I wasn't in a bad mood. I wasn't complaining. So yeah, we good, bro.
Is it always hot down there?
No, bro, it's hella hot. Like I said, it gets to like 115.
God damn.
In the peak of the summer, yeah, it's pretty hot.
Are we talking about like Arizona fucking heat?
Yeah, no, it's hot, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah, put it this way, it's like Vegas. This is the same weather.
So what do you do down there? Do you just like kick it with the fam, with the in-laws?
Yeah, bro, with the in-laws, yeah. That's about it. But you know, we find our shit to do. Oh, you got jokes, huh, Eric?
Quit to in-laws. Did you say in-laws and plants?
I said the in-laws that you don't like.
Who the fuck said I didn't like them, bro? I never said I didn't like them.
You!
I didn't say that.
Shit.
Now, I'm going to get shitted on. No, I didn't say I didn't like them. I don't. Okay.
Castro shitting all over us. Eric shitting all over us.
Let me put it this way. On her mom's side, which is a side that lives in St. George, I think there's only one cousin from that side that I like, bro.
So you don't like the in-laws?
No, bro. I don't like the cousins.
So then you just admitted that there's...
It's the cousins. No, the cousins. The cousins. I really like the cousins. They give me bad vibes. But the aunts and uncles, they're cool.
Bad vibes? Why?
I don't know, bro. They just...
Feel like they're going to do drive-bys or what?
No, like they're not like bad people. They just
tease you.
No, they didn't tease me. Soft? No, nigga. Let's just say it looks like it seems like they're from like the Beverly Hills of fucking Utah or some shit.
So they're rich?
There's a Beverly Hills in Utah?
There's not a Beverly Hills in Utah. I'm saying like it's a comparison.
Oh,
so they're rich?
No, they're just really white.
Oh,
for being Mexican.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, they give me like that white vibe type shit.
Why didn't you just say that?
Yeah, you just said Beverly, dog. If I'm thinking Beverly Hills, honest, I'm thinking Hills, rich.
First thing came come to the head was rich.
Yeah,
money and shit.
Yeah,
like extravagant lifestyle.
Sorry, bro.
White should have said like they're from fucking. They're from Cracker Barrel or some shit, bro.
Don't fucking get. Cracker Barrel in Beverly Hills, like, this is not the same shit. Cracker Barrel is like southern white type shit, like redneck. They're not rednecks.
There's different
they're types like, of white. Yeah, there's different types of white. Like, there's also different types of Mexican and shit.
What do you mean, bro?
Yeah. Okay, you can't tell me. Like, let's say somebody's from Mexico, right? You ask them where they're from. And they tell you where they're from, like, the rancho. They're from a ranch, nigga. They're a little, you know, little ghettoer. Not like ghetto, but you know what I mean. But if they're, like, from the city, like Mexico City, they're a little more preppy. Oh. You know?
A little more preppy.
Yeah.
Not the ghetto.
It's like a city kid, a suburban kid, and a fucking, I don't know, nigga that's from the slums or some shit.
So you're saying that the ghetto Mexican from, like, the rancho, he probably, you know, let's say if he goes to the store, probably has a shirt with a grease stain on and pants with paint.
Not necessarily. That's not what I'm fucking saying, bro.
Or a Mexican that does coke, sniffs his keys.
I see. That's like a that. If you tell me they're from Sinaloa, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, you a drug smuggler and shit, huh?"
Fucking narcos. Dude, I don't know why this shit made me laugh, but I saw this post. It's like I can't stand going to a fucking Mariscos place because there's a bunch of wannabe narcos in there.
What does that even mean,
Luis?
Oh shit.
What does that even mean, though? Like, is that like a stereotype or what?
You never been to like a Mariscos joint?
Yeah.
And you seen those fucking niggas with like they're usually on the corner tables. They got their fucking sunglasses on, cowboy hat, fucking the fucking Pichella beer and shit.
Nah, bro.
Hey, remember the homie that we met on New Year's? The wannabe narco.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
he's there. He's there at the Mariscos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's pulling up at the Mariscos right there, bro. Like, nah, bro. And it's so true because there's always niggas like that, bro.
Always. I don't know. I've actually never been to Mariscos place. I'm not trying to. No, I'm not. I don't like Mariscos.
Damn. I love that shit, bro.
Sorry.
I love that shit, but nah. There's always those types of niggas there, and it's always the niggas that order either the fucking the shrimp cocktail with the beer in it, or it's the homies that have the pichel. Always.
The what?
The pitcher of beer.
Oh, okay. If I'm being real, bro, when it comes to like seafood and shit, I think I'd rather have it like Cajun style.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
I think Cajun over like typical like Hispanic mariscos. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's fucking tough, because don't get me wrong, dude, I love fucking seafood boils, bro. But fuck, dude, I don't know about y'all, but I kill for some fucking ceviche, bro.
Damn, dog, you'd kill? Like first degree murder?
Low key, maybe.
Fuck, bro, come work out of leave, dog. You could be the talk of the town. Fuck. Speaking of that, have you guys heard?
What we heard. What we heard or haven't
what
heard.
What we heard.
So.
What's heard?
About Autoleave, right? What's Autoleave's known for, you know, people, you know, hooking up with each other, right? But there's a new talk.
There's a new trend on the.
I don't know about trend.
Trend on the workplace.
I don't know about trend.
Role model.
Basically, we had this this lead supervisor marked her own boyfriend.
Okay, hold on. First, said marked.
Killed. Sorry.
Marked means killed. Okay, so go on. So she supervisor killed. At that job.
Killed her boyfriend. Yeah.
How, why, when, and damn.
He said damn.
Where even?
So it was in, I think, like West Jordan or some shit like that. Like mid Utah-ish, like mid West Jordan, South Jordan, whatever.
West Jordan, and she works in Ogden. That's like a what? 45 minute
That's drive? A 45 minute difference.
That's
Does she live over there?
That's the thing, I don't know.
She took him all the way over there to kill him.
So basically what happened is, I guess she was throwing a party and her boyfriend kicked her out. So, you know, she walks out, she goes, whoo, and she walked out.
Stupid.
And she comes back with a whole gang of fellas. You know. Da-da-da-da-da.
Wait. Hold on. Can we rewind a little bit?
All right.
A whole gang of fellas being fellas. People or yeah. Fellas being fucking guns?
Guns and people.
Oh, okay.
And they blasted the party?
She blasted him or they did?
She blasted him and shot him in the throat.
Fucking carotid artery or what, bro?
I don't know exactly what, but yeah. But yeah, she shot him in the neck.
God damn.
And killed him.
She blasted that nigga just because he kicked her out?
Yeah.
God damn. Yo.
Wait. He kicked her out.
Uh-huh.
And she came back and she's like, oh, you want to kick me out? All right, nigga, I'm going to kill you.
Yo, and she killed him.
Yo. She said, motherfucker, this is my shit.
Oh, my.
Damn.
That's crazy, bro. Okay. Sometimes I be like, you know, I listen to like true crime podcasts and shit. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fucking crazy. But low-key valid. This was not valid.
It wasn't valid. This was not valid. All.
You gonna kill somebody because they kicked you out of a party?
Yeah, so it's a first degree murder. And then she also got charged with aggravated burglary.
What did she burglarize?
I don't know. Probably the apartment, townhouse, or whatever. I don't know.
What did she burglarize?
Serious question. Wait, hold on. I have a question. What's the difference between burglary and robbery? Like, what's the... It's the same thing, but it's not like...
theft.
And theft. Is it the same thing, just worded differently? Or is it like... Does one mean something specific? I've never gotten that. Because there's like aggravated robbery and shit, right?
So, burglary involves entering a structure with the intent to commit or a crime, while robbery involves stealing from a person using force or threat.
Oh, okay. So burglary was with the intent to hurt people.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, so yeah, she did come back to his house.
Yeah. And bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
So robbery is like, okay, I'm going to just go in there, rob some shit. And not trying to hurt anybody, but then somebody pops up and then shit hits the fan.
I think robbery is more for like outside. I don't know.
What?
More if you like catch someone in the streets and then you just fucking punch them and jack their shit.
Wouldn't that be burglary too though? Because what Eric said was robbery would be like if you're going in, let's say you're like, shit, bro, I need some fucking money. I'm going to go rob some houses. You go in there expecting to be in and out. Let's say the owner comes out.
Did he say that's what burglary is?
Yeah. So robbery is a crime against a person, while burglary is a crime against a building or
thing.
Wait.
So burglary is when you like go into a house and go do that. I'm telling you, robbery is like, you know, in Spider-Man. Oh. When a nigga fucking goes and jacks a chick's purse in the street.
So that's a robbery?
Yeah. So burglary is illegally entering a building with the goal of committing a felon or some type of theft. So basically when he goes in, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Thanks for clearing the air, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome, bud.
The air is pretty clear now.
It is clear. Skies are clear.
It low-key.
Damn. So... She's like, fuck, dude. Like, how do you even go about that, bro? Like, it's like literally you're planning this day, right? And so you said they're married?
No, it's a boyfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, so, you know, they're fucking novios. They're all like, okay, we're going to this party together. And, you know, they chilling and then... The chick gets all rowdy. This nigga says, man, I'm fucking tired of this bitch acting like this. So he fucking kicks her out. And this bitch says, all right, fuck this nigga. I'm gonna pull out the Glock. And she came back with the Glock and started blasting.
That's crazy, huh?
She had a Glock? Was it hers?
I don't know. That's all I know is that she came with a gang of people. And she murdered him.
Hey, she, what did she do? She literally called up her goons. She has goons?
Fucking guess, like she bro.
She called up her goons and be like, yeah, pull up to so-and-so location. We about to fucking rock this nigga right now. Fuck you.
It's time. Let's do this.
Fuck this motherfucker. He fucking tried to test me. I don't need this nigga. I don't need no fucking man.
You know, but like if anything, it was probably the alcohol talking though too.
Yeah, but what I don't get, bro, is low-key... Yeah, she was mad or whatever. What I don't get is the niggas that came with her. Like, you telling me, she's like, hey, my fucking boyfriend kicked me out. I'm tired of his shit. Let's go shoot him up. And they're like, yeah, we got you. We got
maybe
you back.
Maybe they were itching to mark someone.
That's what I'm saying, too, though. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, you really gonna... Like, this bitch is gonna call you. Like, let's say your fucking... One of your homegirls, side pieces, calls you and says, yeah... We're gonna fucking... I need your help to go murk this nigga. You're really gonna go with her? Anything for you, my love.
Hold on.
Anything for you to suck my dick.
Here's the question. Is she bad?
No.
She's not bad.
No.
That's crazy.
Not valid then, bro. No. She was a baddie maybe, bro.
Nah. Yeah, and I guess she's getting trial for first degree murder. She's lucky we're not in Texas, bro, because that's the death sentence right there.
Nigga said Texas.
So in Texas, if you do first degree, you get killed?
Yo.
How do they kill you, though?
It depends on the state, bro.
Yeah, because some of them do like a lethal dose.
Lethal injection.
That's fucking weak, though.
And then there's... Do they still do the electric chair?
I think they do, and I don't know where. Probably like Tennessee or some shit. Yeah, sounds Ohio like it'd be right.
They don't do hangings?
No.
No. We're not in the 1800s, dog.
Guillotines.
A fucking guillotine? Bring that shit back? No, that's crazy.
You ever seen that one video of that black guy fucking hanging by his head, and he's just like swinging, and he's all... like all lapped up, and then there's the fucking says, this guy would have survived the 1800s. He's just swinging, still alive in the gym, yo.
No, that's crazy.
He would have survived.
I think they do. I think they do lethal injection in most states. I think they still do the chair.
No gas chambers.
Maybe the gas chamber, and maybe. It might be in different countries. I don't know if it's in the U.S., but I know they still do the firing squad.
So
what time is it?
So the firing squad is where they put you in, like, you know, when they have you down on your knees and shit.
Some nautical type shit.
Yeah, you know how I don't know if you ever seen Narcos, but when they got fucking caught by the cartel and shit, and they had them all on their knees, and then they all lined up. And they fucking shot him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So right here it's saying lethal injection, electrocution, gas chamber. I guess they do hanging.
In the U.S.?
A fire squad. Okay, but this is saying.
Oh, in general. Yeah. Like in the world.
Some states may authorize alternative methods if lethal injection is not available or if drug manufacturers resist.
If the injection is out of stock or what?
but the lethal injection is the most widely used.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
It's the basic way to go out.
It's like getting fucking euthanized pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Guess that's a euthanized way.
Like when they put your dog down?
Oh. Como Old Yeller?
Like what?
Like your dog, fool.
Like Old Yeller or what?
I had never seen that movie, bro. Sorry. I swear to God, yeah.
Loki, neither have I.
You never seen that movie? Never seen Old Yeller?
Nah.
Bruh.
But I think they're starting to fucking thinking. I don't know if they legalize it or they're thinking that they're like pushing to legalize like getting euthanized like voluntarily. Like voluntary suicide type shit.
Why?
I don't know.
Niggas seeing shadows too much.
I don't know, bro. Like, maybe they're in fucking pain. They're like, yeah, I just want to go out. Fucking put them down. I swear.
Well, yeah, if you're on death row, I think it'll take a minute or sometimes right away. where you'll get put down like a dog.
What do you guys think about the death penalty now that we're talking about it?
That's just crazy.
What do you think about it, though? You think they should abolish it or?
Nah, hell no.
No, you think they should keep it?
They should keep it.
Nah, they should abolish it.
Why?
Because I feel like that's too easy to go out.
That's your reasoning?
Yeah. Well, because look, put it this way.
But look. Here's the thing, though. Because you get put on death row doesn't mean you're going to get fucking be put to death right there. You're not going to be dead right away, dog. It could take months. It
could take years. Yeah. Usually takes years, right?
Yeah. And like I watched videos on people on death row. And they say the worst thing isn't even being locked up in jail. It's knowing that
you're going to die.
Yeah. Any day. So that they see that's the worst thing.
Well, no, I think they give you a fucking execution date, bro.
I think when you get close to it. I don't think they do it right away.
No, but they give you like, you know, quite a bit of time to prepare for it.
Yeah. Still abolish it?
I don't know. Because look, put it this way. Let's say you murked like 30 niggas. And yeah, you just get killed. I mean, you didn't really get punished too much. Like, I get it. Your life will get taken. But it's not like you really got punished too much for it.
What? Eye for an eye? Life for life?
Yeah, but...
Tooth for a tooth?
I don't know. They should get whipped every day.
That's fucking crazy. That is crazy.
I don't fucking know.
Nah, well, people want to abolish it for a different fucking reason because they say that most people on death row are minorities and that's why they want to get rid of it because white people don't get fucking sentenced to death and shit.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, if y'all want to do the death penalty, at least be fucking fair with it.
Yeah, if I remember right, that video I was watching, it was like 60% was black.
Yeah.
20 was fucking Mexican.
Sounds about right, dude.
And then the rest was white.
Yeah, so that's the main reason.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, though. You know a killer, though.
I know a killer now.
Damn. I'm not surprised it was like the boyfriend, though. Isn't that usually how it is?
That gets killed?
Yeah, like
I thought the boyfriend usually kills the
no,
girl.
I'm saying like just significant others.
I thought the boyfriend kills the girl.
Like one or the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because the stories I've heard of like significant others killing each other is because the girl gets caught cheating.
That's fucking crazy.
Man, dude.
I don't know, man.
You really get a fucking... Bro, millions of bitches in the world and you're really gonna kill this bitch because she cheated on you? Now, you know, look, if you beat her up, maybe.
But like, you know, it's funny that you say that too because one of the security guards, I heard that one of the security guards at Edge killed himself because he caught his girl cheating.
See,
like in bed with them. Like, I'm like, that's a pussy ass way to go. Stupid, I'm like, bro. Nah, bro, you really gonna kill yourself? Why? Because you caught a fucking your girl with the nah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, bro, you know how many bitches are in this goddamn world, bro? There's no way to there's no way to go out, bro.
Look, bro, if I ever kill someone, just know it won't be a girl. I'll bat it just for you off. I'll save a baddie for you, my boy.
Good. Don't kill no baddies, bro. Don't kill no baddies. Don't do that. Shit, I want to go out like Liam Payne.
Oh, hell no. Yo, too fucking shit. Soon, bro. Shit. If y'all didn't know, Liam Payne from One Direction. Wait, did he kill himself? Did he fucking... This nigga fell off the balcony.
I guess the world may never fucking know.
I think they're investigating it, right? He fell off a third-story balcony in Argentina.
Someone didn't actually... Oops.
Well, I don't know. Him. He either committed suicide or accidentally fell off.
Yeah, because it was saying that apparently they thought he got pushed off. Then they're saying that he jumped off because apparently, you know, he was zoinked.
I was about to say that. That's crazy.
So, yeah. But, yeah, he fell. He fell off a third story fucking balcony of a fucking hotel.
Well, so do you guys think that when, like, people, like, when they do, like, jump off and shit like that, do you think they're, like, mid-air, they're like, oh, fuck, why did I jump? Or it's too late now?
Pretty much, I would think, dude. You know, to be honest, if he was zoinked and then he, like, fell off, I guarantee you.
I know that she sobered him up.
He fucking fell off. And as soon as he started falling, he's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I guarantee you. Oh, that's
fucking fell. Wait, how long are those? Three stories, right? How long do you think it takes to go from the third story to the fucking ground? Third
story, right around.
Man, three stories. Let's say each story is like what?
15. Because if it takes. It's right around. I want to say
maybe like a
three to 5 seconds from one from first story. So yeah, it's like,
probably like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
15 seconds?
Yeah, 10 to 15. Yeah,
10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, nah, nigga. Like,
oh no, maybe it's like gotta, 10, 12.
No, that's fine. It's got to take like 5 seconds, bro.
He's not falling for that long.
Hold on. Think about it like this, bro. Like you're on the third, nigga. You don't got a fucking paraglider, nigga. It's gravity.
Hey, what if he tried, bro? He extended his fucking
shirt. His gravitational force does not work like that, bro.
Oh.
Try opening your shirt to catch that.
Hold on. You telling me this nigga's falling for 15 seconds?
Nah. Eight most.
Man, I want to say 5, bro.
Actually, yeah. Yeah,
for like five seconds. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Enough to think, oh, shit.
He got in the, oh, fuck, one more time?
Let me see. How? You think if I Google this shit, it'll answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to learn how to Google it right.
Oh, fuck you. I'll Google it right.
Wait, why is they going to give you the suicide hotline or what?
Yeah, actually, low key. But all the cops pull up right now.
Man, that song's gonna hit harder now.
No, did he?
Huncho, Quavo.
Stupid ass.
Damn. At least you have a story to tell up in heaven, bro.
You know you don't go to heaven.
Yeah,
you
kill yourself, so
right.
Huh?
You don't go to heaven if you kill yourself.
How do you know? You're not up there.
Huh?
Shit. All you do is read some fucking words on a page, bro. Shit.
All right, Johnny.
So apparently, bro, from three stories, this is an approximation. It would take about. Hold on.
The suspense is killing me.
No, I'm sorry, bro.
He didn't Google it right.
My nigga would have had an answer right now.
Oh, I'm sick.
Hold on. It's because.
My nigga needs to ask Meta AI already.
Okay. 220. What the hell?
Today, Junior?
Okay, so six stories would take about 2.1 seconds, bro.
From what?
From six stories. So it would take like a second and a half.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, how long it takes? What'd you say?
Apparently you said a second and a half.
God damn.
My nigga's literally gonna be like... Oh, fuck.
He doesn't have enough time for the oh, fuck, for the second, oh, fuck.
Yeah, so it says gravity accelerates you at 9.8 meters per second. 9.8 meters. So let's say that's 10 meters, right? That's 30 feet. Man, three stories. Yeah, it's like a second and a half, bro.
For 15 seconds?
He's not fucking... Yeah, 15 seconds is fucking crazy. Think about that shit for a minute, bro. Like, okay.
Sorry, I never want to jump off a building,
man. Hold on, hold on, my nigga. Hold on, hold on. Let's think about this shit right here, okay? Let's say my house is three times as tall as it is right now, right? Because the basement, you can't really see it from the outside. Without the attic... Let's just say it's three of my houses. Okay. And you jump off, nigga. You think it's gonna take 15 seconds?
Hey, bro.
Imagine. Oh, shit. All right. Let's count down.
Hey, no, nigga. Look. No, I think Alf needs to jump off the roof from this to see how long it takes him.
Fuck, no.
You know, that from this one, now this is only one story.
Bro, that means, literally, bro, you have no time to breathe.
Nah. You have no time for the old fuck. The second old fuck.
I'm telling you, bro, as soon as you fucking finish that, you're going to do it. That's a splatter right there.
Pretty much. I mean, I would hope it'd be fast, bro.
Fuck.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around the just when you're like, what the fuck? When you jumping off, or when you're still in that little glide, you can say,
yeah.
It's just, what the fuck is your mind going through?
I don't know, bro. I mean, did you ever see that? Now that I think about it, bro, 15 seconds is crazy. Because this nigga jumped off from like, I don't know how tall it was, bro, but it was fucking tall. And it was on video. Totally. This guy jumped off a building. And it probably took like like 2 seconds. It was pretty high. But he landed. And he didn't die on impact,
bro. Stuck the landing?
No, he fucking splattered. But he survived. So his bones were like all broken. Everything was broken. And you could just hear him. Oh. Like, nigga.
Wait, where is that?
I don't know. It was on Facebook.
I want to see it.
Yeah. You know, it's those ones that are like...
You don't want to check the comments?
it's one of those videos where it's like graphic. You know, are you sure you want to see the video or whatever? Yeah. It was one of those.
Hey, bro, what if that video that I shared, the check comments, what if that was him?
Damn. Rip.
Fuck, dude.
Nigga really got murdered by falling off a building. God damn. That's some gnarly shit.
That's crazy. He beat that nigga. Thought he had faith.
What do you mean?
He was having faith that he was gonna survive, but I guess not.
Okay, so apparently that nigga went to fucking Argentina to go fix some shit with this other homie from One Direction.
I thought they were all like from like England and shit. What the fuck are they doing in South America?
I don't fucking know, bro. Don't ask me. Apparently he went to go fix shit with Neil.
Who?
Neil. Whoever that is.
Shaquille O'Neal? Okay.
Nah, nigga. Neil from One Direction.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe that went bad. Nah, I don't know.
Nigga.
But yeah, that shit's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's too soon. I don't even want to say it because, I mean...
You know. Say it, pussy.
But I was on Facebook and, you know, people be fucking wilding out. And... You know what? Let me just find the post so I don't misquote it. But y'all could keep talking while I find this shit.
What's it about?
It's about him. It's about Liam Payne. One Direction. Yeah.
Liam Payne? I used to listen to One Direction.
You fucking soft-ass motherfucker.
No, I never.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I never did, but everyone shared that picture and said I used to listen to that shit.
Yeah, so he posted it. His, because Good Morning America posted that he died and shit, and they're like, RIP. This guy reshared it. And he's like, I guess his One Direction is down. Because that nigga fell. That's fucked,
that,
bro.
That was his One Direction?
That was his One Direction. And then this other comment said, that's not funny, bro. I'm sure he was in a lot of pain because his last name is Payne. Yeah, bro, people are fucking assholes, low-key. Anyways, rest in peace, my nigga, bro. That's sad. That's a terrible way to go out, bro.
That's a pussy way to go out.
Hold on. You don't even know if you committed suicide. Don't be a fucking dick.
What if he had just one? Look, bro. You never know. He might have just done it by accident. Might have, you know. He is partying. He was partying in fucking Buenos Aires.
All of a sudden, my nigga, no cities.
And you know, no, because that's where he was. And, you know, I bet you one of his homeboys was like, don't be a pussy, bro. Don't be a pussy.
Do a flip.
And then this nigga, you know, he took one too many shots of the buzzy.
Not the buzzy.
And he said, aim for the bushes.
No, that's crazy.
Hey, Loki, though, do you think that shit would have, like, helped him survive? Like, let's say if you would have jumped into, like, some...
I'm sure it would, bro, if it breaks your landing a little bit.
It has to be solid, though. Like, let's say if you fell on... let's say if you fell out, like, on a really thick-ass, like, bush or tree, maybe.
But if it was, like, a thick-ass tree, though, pretty sure he would have died from, like, the way if he, like, landed on his head or some shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, broken neck. Let's say if he got a back shot.
What? Wait, what? Oh, you saying if this nigga landed on his back, right?
You get what a back are you guys shot? Thinking of?
You know, I knew what you were thinking. It was this, homie.
Hold on. No,
someone wants back shots.
Hold on. No. Yo, don't look at me. Who the fuck words it like that?
Who the fuck thinks about it like that? We're talking about this nigga dying and falling.
When you're talking about back shots, when do you ever think about...
Yeah,
falling on your back.
Yeah, but we're not
landing on your back.
We're not talking about that, though. That has nothing to do with this discussion. And you thought about it.
Man's got a point.
Right. We does were have literally a point. Talking about Liam Payne hey. And falling.
Listener, and trying to yeah. Live. Okay, bro. Listeners, let us know who the fuck is right here, because hey, you're not telling me that you're gonna hear back shots and think about somebody landing on their back. But anyways.
Yeah, maybe if he got a back shot, maybe he would survive. He'd definitely be paralyzed, but maybe he would survive.
Oh, would you rather be dead or paralyzed? like no more movement of your arms and your legs.
Oh no, fucking.
like you're just straight vegetable, dog.
I'd rather be dead, bro.
Oh no, yeah.
Basically having all these useless as tools, I guess you could say.
Let's see, what if it just breaks your legs?
Oh, no, that's fine.
The what if it paralyzes your legs?
That's fine.
That's fine?
That's fine.
I'd rather live, yeah, if it's only my legs, yeah. But if it's my whole body, like, not to be fucked up, but the first example I could think of, like Stephen Hawking. Nah, bro, just pull the plug.
Low key.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, you know, Joe Swanson type shit, hell yeah, bro.
Joe Swanson.
Hey, but look, it's good look, bro. You can change your fucking your gas pedal and shit.
Stop.
You're gonna be a cop too?
Nah.
Joe Swanson.
Hey, Loki, though, can you actually be a cop, though, if you're paralyzed from the waist?
Hell no.
Imagine getting pulled over, bro, and you see this cop take out his wheelchair and everything.
Bro, all you got to do is get off your car and go on foot, bro. He'll never catch you.
No, that's
go in the woods.
My nigga better have like a diesel rocket engine in his wheelchair.
Well, have you not seen? Okay, have you not seen on fucking Family Guy, right? When he's like running or chasing somebody or some shit, he gets off of his wheelchair and he fucking runs with his arms, bro. And he lets his legs dangle.
Okay, but let's be a little bit more realistic.
Nah, it'll work,
let's
bro.
Let's be a little bit more realistic. Yeah,
bro, though, I'm just saying.
You gotta remember
I'm just,
your body weight comparison to that, bro. How fast are you really gonna go?
You just see this fucking cop crawling after you.
Hey, don't kill that last walkie. Don't kill him. I need to get this shit real quick. All right, bro. Don't kill him.
On God, though, nigga, you could have some gnarly ass Halloween costumes.
Yeah, bro, what's your costume? Yeah, I'm a zombie from Black Ops.
A crawler, one of the crawlers.
Zombie from Black.
I'm what you call a walker.
Honestly, yeah. Oh, he liked that. He liked that one, Eric.
That's what I'm saying. That's the last zombie that you don't kill.
It's been so long since I've played that.
I'm a zombie from Black.
You're fucking stupid. I know you can be when you're, you know, when you can't use your legs. I know you can be a bodybuilder, though.
Said who?
I said you can.
Oh, you obviously, yeah, you can. I was going to say, because you not see the homie that pulls up to EOS in the wheelchair?
I have not, bro.
You haven't?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, there's a homie in a wheelchair that's...
No.
He stays going there.
I was watching...
He'll put his wheelchair on the treadmill.
Sorry.
Nah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, you're fucking foul, bro. No, I can't even laugh at that, bro. Like, what the hell?
No, but all seriousness, all jokes aside, there really is a homie in a wheelchair that goes to EOS.
Like, actually, the Roy one?
Yes, like, legitimately.
Oh my god.
My nigga goes on the tread. He puts that incline.
Yo, this is a very cancelable fucking. This is a very cancelable episode right here. I don't even think I'm gonna post this shit.
Oh shit.
I missed you guys.
Oh, I missed you, bro.
I haven't been able to be this fucked up in a while.
Man, shout out to all my, what are they called? Quadriplegic?
Is
it paraplegic or quadriplegic? What is that? What's the difference?
I don't know.
I was watching the Mr. Olympia this weekend, and they have a fucking, like, designated, like, event for the people in wheelchairs.
Paralympics?
No, I've actually seen it where they play soccer. Like, they're in the electric wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
They do it like Rocket League, bro.
They have a basketball one, too, bro.
Well, so did they just bounce the ball?
Yeah, they
the
bounce
side?
It on the side and they control it.
With their hand in the controller.
This nigga just fart? Bro just farted from laughing. That's fucking crazy. Alright.
My nigga needs to stop, bro.
Bro. How are you gonna block when you jump off the wheelchair? Yeah, coach, I blocked him. I blocked his shot.
Oh, no. Lord,
you leave him wide open.
My bad. It's paraplegic.
What, paraplegic?
Quadriplegic is all four limbs.
Oh, yeah.
It hence quad, the fucking yeah. Quad. Yeah, quad, man. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to sound like a dumbass if it wasn't.
Yeah. Facts. But yeah. Are we done talking about fucking paralyzed people, bro? Like, let's be real.
You're the one that brought it
I up. Really, I am, huh? I'm fucking shit.
Brought up the legend, Joe Swanson.
Hey, but you know what? Speaking of canceling, over the weekend I heard that they're canceling the counselors. That famous people are saying, like, you know, like, fuck this. Like, we're tired of being, like, you know, like...
canceled?
Canceled. And, like, they're just tired of it. Like, they just want to say what they want to say without getting canceled. So, they're canceling those counselors.
Cancel culture is fucking stupid, bro.
It is.
I've been saying.
Let them speak.
Let them speak, bro. Can I say something?
Say it, pussy. We're already getting canceled.
Okay. It's nothing cancelable, I don't think. I just remembered, and I don't want to forget, because I promised my boy I would ask this question on the podcast. Shout out my boy Chris, by the way. Fucking shrimp.
Shrimp.
He was a shrimp for Halloween, right?
Oh, my boy was fucking lit.
Yeah, he was. I seen the videos. But he said, ask this question and see if we can come to a conclusion. You guys seen The Human Centipede, right?
Yeah.
You seen it? Alfie, you seen it?
Yeah.
All did it, but yeah.
If... Wait, what'd you say? I didn't hear this.
I said all did it, but yeah.
All did it? That's fucking crazy.
As to mouth, but yeah, go ahead.
Alright, funny. So if we were in the human centipede, who would get front, back, and middle?
I'm not getting middle, that's all I know.
All I'm saying is I'm getting front, bro.
No.
I'm getting front.
You're
not getting front. I'm getting fucking front, bro. Y'all could argue over the back. And then loser gets middle type shit.
Look, those girls, I don't get the middle.
Hell no, I'm getting front.
I'm getting front, bro.
Hey, rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors for the front.
For the front?
Yeah, best 2 out of 3.
No, because Eric definitely doesn't get front. Because Eric shits way too much.
Oh, shit.
See, I get front because, look, bro. Like, no offense, but I think I got the most solid shits in this room, bro. Like, my shit's never diarrhea, bro. Solid, bro. One fucking log. You're coming, bro. If they had a fucking example of what a perfect poop would look like.
It would be mine.
It would be mine.
Bro, you guys used to eat the potato logs at fucking the gas station?
Nah.
No, I did, bro. But I don't want to think about it now because we're talking about shit. What about it?
That's how mine's look like.
They look like potato logs?
Perfect. Cut around the edges.
Okay, nice. No, I'm getting front, bro. Sorry.
I'm getting front. No, I'm getting front.
Right, I'm telling you guys, rock, paper, scissors.
I'm getting front.
We'll let the fucking jury decide.
Look, I think all Diddy, though, Eric gets middle.
No, hell no. No, hell no. I'm not going to be middle. Hell motherfucking no.
Are you cool with the back?
Huh?
Are you cool with the back?
I'll get front.
Oh, hey, everybody wants front.
Dude, because at the end of the day, the front doesn't suffer. Just as boys do.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Let's spice it up a little bit, okay?
So you're telling me if I'm going to... No fucking daddy. If I'm going to be in the middle, you're going to get all of what I fucking shit.
Basically.
Let's spice things up, okay? Put it this way. Let's say we have to decide, right? But they're like, all right, if you want the front, you're going to have to fucking Rochambeau, 50-50 chance. If you lose, you're automatically getting the middle. If you win, you're automatically getting the front. But if you take the back, that's yours. You don't have to Rochambeau for anything. Are you taking the risk?
No, because I still miles. No, I'm good.
So you're taking the back?
No, I'm taking the front.
No, I'm not taking the back. Let me rephrase the fucking question.
Yeah, I'm taking the chance.
You're taking the chance?
Hell yeah.
You didn't get my question?
No, this was the same.
You have to, okay. If you want the front, mm-hmm. you're going to have to chance it.
No, okay.
And you're either going to get the front, you had a 50-50 chance of getting the front, or the middle.
Okay. No, I'm a chance. Yeah, fuck you.
And if not, you automatically get the back and you don't have to fight. Like, you're never going to get the middle.
I'm going
to
chance it.
You're going to chance it?
I'm going to chance it. Okay. Rochambeau right now.
Nah, fuck that.
What are you doing, Johnny? Are you chancing or are you going to go straight to the back?
Nah, I'm going to chance it too. Fuck it.
So let's go Rochambeau real quick.
Nah, I thought somebody would have been like, oh, fuck it. I'll take the back.
Fuck no, dude.
Nobody wants to eat shit.
That's ass to mouth still.
So Rochambeau, let's see. Fuck.
Man, nah.
But no, the only good person is the nigga in the front.
That really is, bro. But is it though? Yeah, it is.
I mean, look, the only thing that would be weird is every time you shit, you know, you're shitting into this homie's mouth.
Facts.
The person in the front is going to have to say no homo, no homo the whole time. No homo, no homo, no
That's
homo.
What you worried about?
Oh, that's death necessary, bro. Oh,
you're the only one with an open mouth, bro.
I'm sick, bro.
You gotta say no homo for the rest of us.
No homo for me, no homo for Alvin, no homo for Johnny.
No.
The whole time. Sick. No homo, no homo, no homo, no homo, no homo, no homo.
We're going to have to let the jury decide because we all want front, no homo.
Oh.
No fucking homo.
So.
We all want front, no homo.
So, you guys know about this dating parties going on, right?
Yeah, the freak-offs and shit.
You guys going?
Wait, what do you mean are we going?
To the dating party.
What dating party?
If you got invited to a dating party, you going?
Oh. Okay, you know what? Like, not to be fucking, like, serious about it or anything, but I heard the real shit don't happen until the after party. Because they got, like, the Diddy party, and then they got the after party with the fucking freak-offs and shit, you know?
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Did you hear who was there?
No.
Someone's favorite basketball.
I know LeBron was there. I know.
Did you see the picture? That got posted by Diddy?
No, I didn't.
What? Was it LeBron sucking it? Nah.
He was in a maid outfit. He was in a maid outfit.
Not the king.
Nah. Not my king.
So yeah, he was in a... Look. I'll show you right now. But he was in a maid outfit.
You said I'll share it?
Huh? Diddy shared it. LeBron unfollowed.
No.
Let me see that shit.
No.
Let me
fucking
see.
Homo.
No, that's crazy. Not my. First of all, this shit photoshopped as hell.
He said, "I know his biceps are bigger than that."
I mean, this nigga's really gonna wear a fucking headband. Wait, he really shared that?
Yo,
that's fucking stupid. Let's see.
Because it's your favorite basketball player?
Nah, because it's Photoshop, fool. Like, ain't nobody with two good eyes gonna actually believe that that's a real picture.
This picture says King James turns into Queen James. You think LeBron sucked off Diddy? You think Diddy sucked off LeBron? What we thinking?
I think neither, bro.
Neither?
Nah. Don't fucking talk about my goat like that.
But he was at the Diddy party.
I don't care if he was at the Diddy party. He ain't doing nothing at the Diddy party.
Are you going to
the
Diddy party if he's there?
If LeBron's there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. What if LeBron said... Yeah, Mr. Sims. Let's stay for the after party.
Nah.
Staying or what?
Nah. We going home, bro.
We're going home.
What if he gives you like some baby oil?
Nah, that's even worse. We definitely going home.
I need to go home.
I need to go home.
Some wild shit going on in this world.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Diddy.
Fucking Diddy.
Everybody and their mama know about fucking Diddy now, bro.
So you're not going to get diddied by the diddler?
Nah. No.
The diddler. Man.
Oh, crazy times. Crazy wild times.
Crazy wild times.
Indeed. Hey, Johnny, I got someone told me that we need to cut the time shorter.
Motherfucker, okay, look, I'm going to just say this right now, bro.
Oh, I know who said this shit.
I'm going to just say this right now. And I have learned this a long time ago. You can't please everybody, bro.
Exactly.
Because, look, from what I heard... a long time ago from you, from somebody else, we need to make them longer. Now we make them long. No. Oh, y'all need to make them shorter.
No fucking home.
Motherfuckers, I'm going to make them as long as I want to make them as short as I want to make them. If you want to listen, you fucking listen.
Shit.
If you don't, then fucking don't.
And then this person said, he's happy. He's happy that we shouted him out.
Wait, is that the nigga that said,
yeah, that we need to shorten it? Yeah.
Oh. Hey, shout out to you, nigga, but I'm going to still make them long.
Loki.
Hey, but I think I got us another follower, though.
He followed? I'm not going to lie, though. Our last episode was like 2 fucking hours.
Almost. Oh,
yeah.
God damn.
But look, my nigga, I'm just saying, right now we're living in a fucking era of ADHD ass niggas that can't focus on fucking like long form content. They're so used to like TikToks and reels and shit that when it comes to like, you know, hour, 2 hour fucking podcasts and shit, they can't focus for all of it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But we do need to make shorts.
Yeah.
We need to make shorts.
Short.
As far as shortening the episodes.
I think an hour and a half is cool.
An hour is cool.
Hour and whatever else. Hour and some change. Shit, nigga.
Anyways.
You like it when the price is a dollar, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt too much when it's a dollar something, right? Shit.
We'll take a poll, though.
We
can take a poll.
Follow the page.
You want to know why we can take a poll?
Why?
Because we're... from Poland.
Stupid as fuck. So I had this little idea. I got it from another show. Could do
what show?
It's actually a podcast. Show podcast? It's a podcast. It's another podcast. Where you do A through Z. Your favorite fucking rapper. And I just want to hear Eric's, honestly.
A through Z.
Now, we don't have to do it today because we're already like an hour into this.
Okay, hold on. But I got something. I got something for Y and M.
Wait, are you talking about like the rapper's name needs to start with the letter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But look, I already got Y and M.
Y and M?
Your mom.
Stupid as fuck, bro. All right. That was weak. That was weak.
Weak. No, that one wasn't comedy like your other one.
Not like which the, one?
Not like the I'm a zombie from Black Ops. Bro, that was fucking hilarious.
That was pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie.
Lucky, but is there really even a rapper with the Z?
No, honestly, I was gonna think about skipping Z, bro.
Hold on.
I mean, you could do a Z.
Let me think about
it. Savage?
Savage. Oh, and then do the number one, too, just so, you know, there's some rappers that don't get left out. Like a number. Like, just a rapper that has a number in it.
21,
50 Cent, you know, type shit.
P. Diddy.
Swear to God. Hold on, we're not talking about like, okay, let me clarify. Because they did the best, right? I don't want to do the best because that's fucking basic, right?
Nah, do your list.
Your favorite. Not the best, your favorite.
Like what comes, no homo, what comes into the dome when you hear that letter?
Man, fuck it, y'all want to do it right now?
Fuck! Give me some
time. Like, you ain't prepared.
I'm not prepared for this. Actually, you know what? Fuck it, yeah. You know what?
Loki, I don't think I'm prepared either.
I'm not either.
No. I got you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I got you right now. A through Z right now.
Swear to God.
Swear.
A through Z. Alfred, fuck it, you down?
Like my favorites right now?
Your favorites of all time, dude.
Okay.
But your favorite. Don't matter if they're fucking.
So, for A, ASAP Rocky.
Hold on, nigga. We all gotta go. What the fuck? This nigga said, all right, I'm gonna go through all of my shit.
Well, look, dog, I'm just going through A through Z right now.
I don't think Spotify has that option.
Oops.
Let me see. Fuck it. I'll do mine with you, bro.
I took the Y.
See, dude, I don't got shit. Oh, okay. You know what I do? B for Bad Bunny.
That's not even a rapper, first of all, nigga.
I don't got no. All right, sorry.
Bad you don't have
money
a
time, my boy.
You got any time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
come back to next week. We'll come back next week.
We'll come back. We'll come back to it next
week. Okay, so we're doing rappers or just any artist?
You tell me. What would be easier for you?
Any artist.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't got nothing. I don't got no like really good bees.
What do you mean? Rapper
for B?
Huh? There's plenty of bees.
That's not done for me.
Oh, okay.
Besides, like, I mean, like, look. For my bees, I got Baby Bash, but he's not my favorite.
Baby Bash?
Baby Bash?
Bro,
Baby
I already...
The nigga that Big T opened for?
I'm not even gonna lie. That was gonna be my favorite fucking rapper. I'm not even gonna lie.
Wait, what?
That was gonna be my favorite rapper for B.
Baby Bash?
No, not Baby Bash. Big T, nigga. Shout out my local legends out there.
And then look. Baby Kim. Belly. Burner.
Abby Burner.
Not Abby Burner, fool. Burner.
Who'd you say before that?
Huh?
Who'd you say before?
Bad Bunny. Belly. Bass and J. Cole.
Hey, wait, hold on. J. Cole is a fucking B now?
Well, look, dog, it was just in the bees. It just said Bass and J. Cole.
First of all, it's not even Bass, nigga. It's Boz.
J. Cole's in the bees.
That's fucking crazy. We can do the least favorite, too.
Least favorite.
You want to do it? You fuck it. Let's do the least favorite right now because it's not that deep. No, you ain't ready for that either.
You go first. I definitely ain't ready, but I'll say something.
I'm going to stick to mainly rap just because.
I took the Y to Poland.
Nah, that might actually be harder, bro.
I took the fucking why.
Nah, that's gonna be harder.
To Poland.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, bro.
No fucking Diddy. Fucking no Diddy, bro. My bad. My
nigga
bad.
Nigga said
bad.
Harder twice.
Oh, he going to the after party.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
He wants to go to the after party.
Nah. My boy gonna be in a maid dress too.
No, yeah, that's gonna be harder. No, we are gonna have to wait till
I took the why to Poland.
Yeah, no, see, that's already hard, bro.
See, for my dislike, it's now I'm so high.
Childish Gambino is your least favorite on C?
Now I'm so fucking high.
Wait, actually, bro? You're being for real?
He ain't my favorite.
I'm not saying, no, he doesn't have to be your favorite nigga, but least favorite.
Oh, for... Damn, bro.
For what? For A? Does Azealia Banks count?
Who?
Azealia Banks.
Sure.
She's fucking ass.
I don't know, bro. My Caesar. These are all pretty fire. I think my least favorite would have to be Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris? Oh, yeah. You're not doing rappers, huh?
But that's the storm.
he was about to shred you right now, bro.
Hold on, though. Put some fucking respect on Calvin Harris. No, but that's nigga. What I'm
saying. No, because look. Ass so hard.
Look, Calvin look, for my seat. Fucking rapper. Look.
Yo, those Funkwave volume fucking 1 and 2 go hard, bro.
Because look, for my C's, I have Chino Pacas, Calvin Harris, Chief Keef.
Mikey? Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah,
for that's, my C's. Yeah, that's yeah. All you have? Hold on, you gotta like. Look, all I'm saying is.
He only got 3.
That's fucking crazy. Look, all I'm saying is for my least favorite, I'd have to look it up because if they're my least favorite, chances are I won't have their fucking music.
And see, look, and I think Calvin Harris is like the one that had the least amount of songs.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to probably look it up because there's no. If you have a song by them, you don't dislike them that much.
Because look, and then I got 3 songs from Chief Keef. From Mikey?
That's crazy.
And then I got quite a bit of songs from Chino Pacas.
Who the fuck is Chino Pacas, bro?
I got you. I got you on it.
Copyright. We do not own this music.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
That's gonna be your C.
Usually, I like, you know, that nigga sucks at playing guitar. Whoever that was that Chino Pacas or does he have like a little guitarist or whatever?
That's the thing is, I don't know.
Oh, he's fucking ass. No yeah. Offense.
Yeah, so I have to go Calvin Harris on this one.
Nah, you know, we're gonna do this shit next week, bro. There's no way Calvin Harris is your least favorite, bro. Calvin Harris is your least favorite. And you didn't even get A or B.
Huh? Oh, okay. No, I did A. My least favorite from A.
He said B was Boss and
J. Cole. It'd have to be Asher Roth.
Asher Roth.
Did you ever hear the I Love College song?
Asher Roth is fucking ass. Yeah, you know I agree with you.
Yeah, so that one. For B, Baby Bash.
Is your least favorite?
No.
I already have my least favorite for B. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
Who's your B?
Fucking Bad Baby.
You have her music?
No, nigga. Oh, my God. Eric, I want to lose fucking brain cells, nigga.
You had your music.
Eric.
Look, bro, because I'm talking about people that I already have.
What the fuck did I just say, though? I said you had to look it up, because if you don't like them, you probably won't have their fucking music. I'm saying, like, your least favorite. Like, you hate their music.
What do you mean? He said he hates Calvin Harris.
You hate Calvin Harris, but you have their music. This shit makes no sense, Eric. No, dude, I'm like, saying like over.
You gotta realize though. When I'm downloading music, if there's one song that I like on that album, I'm downloading the whole album, even though I don't like the album.
You're weird.
Yeah, look, yeah, I know. I know. I need to work on that.
It's not that serious, nigga. I'm sorry.
He said, I need to get better.
I need to work on that. Nah, nigga, it's okay, bro. I promise. I'm just giving you shit. It's not that deep.
Nah, because honestly, bro, it's just a bitch to fucking just go in. I don't know.
No, but my nigga, like, not music that you have, like, your least favorite artist, like, in general. No, I don't have Bad Baby's music.
I don't know, because you do be listening to some fruity shit, too.
Sometimes. Like what, nigga?
I don't know. You gotta be playing your music. Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is a song. I can't think of anything right now.
That's what I thought, pussy.
No, I don't think he listens to fruity shit. He does fruity shit, and he watches fruity shit.
Like about dicks.
Alright, bro. We're bringing the dicks back. That's crazy.
Dude, my brother told me he listened to the last episode.
Oh my fuck.
He's all like, damn, you sure your boy Johnny ain't gay?
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. No, nigga, I'm not gay. It was an informational video.
Been kicking it with Adrian lately?
That's my least favorite rapper.
Adrian. I didn't know Adrian rapped, but okay.
Favorite rapper in the numbers? 03 Auto, for sure. Shout out my boy.
Hey, do you know that motherfucker made a video?
Hold on, is it 03 Auto or is it fucking King? Auto. King?
03 Auto.
Oh, okay.
King Waji.
Did you know he made a video at a ledge?
I seen his thing.
Wait, did he like?
Oh yeah, that's at a ledge. That's on the rooftop.
Yo, did he book the place out or what?
No, bro, he did it when everybody was there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did it when everyone was there, bro.
Hard.
He just said, "Give me some space."
I respect it.
I got my C right now.
You got your C.
Yeah.
You're not gonna give me your A or B, but you ready for your C?
No, but I got my C.
Who's your C?
Caden Corbett.
I'm fucking sick, bro. All right. You know what? Let's put it like this. We ain't not doing no fucking local rappers or local singers or local anything.
So no Big T? No 03 Auto?
No Big T.
No Big T.
What do you mean, though? He's a local. He's a legend, though.
Well, because I don't want to be biased and, you know, have all my fucking local rappers be my favorite.
So I can't say 03 Auto?
No, because then I could be like, okay.
Yeah, but go listen to 03 Auto on YouTube, though.
Yeah, shout out my boy 03 Auto. Because I could say.
Up and coming.
Because I could say 03 Auto, and then I could say, like, Big T, and then I could say, like, Drewsis. You know?
Drews. Brick, we need to make a petition. Bring back Drews.
Bring back. My nigga, stop rapping, bro. That's crazy. But yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. We'll do this next week. Come prepared.
All
right. Bet.
We'll
bet.
Be prepared.
All right.
I got you.
It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a jolly good time?
It's going to be a jolly good time because I know your list is going to be ass.
For my least favorite?
For all of them, nigga. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Are we doing both or are we just doing one?
Yeah, fuck it. Do both.
Let's do both, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But if that's incapable for you, do your best. At least. I want to hear facts. The best.
Bet.
Your list is going to be ass.
And this is just a reminder, it's not the best or the worst. It's favorite and least favorite.
Who you like. Who you fucking with.
Not universal.
Who gets to ride with you everywhere in your car?
Because it's different, right?
Pussy. Yeah.
Because you might like 21 Savage better than fucking 50 Cent. We all know who's really better, you know?
21.
But yeah, that's all I got. That's all you guys got? Hey, you guys got something? You guys got something?
No. That's all I got.
All right, well, it's looking like it's going to be a busy day for me, so I'm going to fucking head out. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
Bye. You're gay.
Bye.
I'm